From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The International Monetary Fund issued its latest World Economic Outlook, cutting its growth forecast this year to 3.2 from 3.4%. Maurice Obstfeld is the IMF's chief economist.
In many countries, the lack of wage growth and greater inequality have created widespread senses that economic growth has mainly been to the benefit of economic elites and mobile capital that they've gained disproportionately, leaving too many others behind. Lower growth reinforces this turn toward inward-looking, nationalistic attitudes.
The IMF says the U.S., Japan, European Union, and Southern Africa will all grow more slowly than previously expected this year. It said China's weakness has had a spillover effect. The global lending agency cites continued violent instability in places like Syria, the surge of refugees to Europe, and the possible British exit from the European Union as potentially damaging to the fragile global economy. China Wednesday said its exports surged nearly 12% in March to around $160 billion, a positive sign for the world's second biggest economy. Imports, meanwhile, slipped nearly 2%, while the trade surplus surged to more than 13 times the amount reported this time last year. Kenya has deported another group of Taiwan nationals to China after a similar action prompted Taiwan to accuse Beijing of kidnapping. The group of Taiwanese was arrested in Kenya in 2014 and charged with cybercrime, but cleared in a court. Now Reuters reports the group was suspected of fraud of Chinese consumers in an alleged telecom scheme operated out of Kenya. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday in Los Angeles proclaimed the benefits of two major U.S. free trade deals that have become campaign issues here in the U.S., the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Mr. Kerry said both have broad benefits that include defending U.S. strategic interests and strengthening national security, but acknowledged many Americans in this election year feel anxiety about those agreements.
They've been revved up to have some anxiety about anything related to trade. Now, some of that trust, unfortunately, comes from politicians who play to fears. It also comes from legitimate anger about the economic status of millions of our fellow citizens who have not gained through trade. And frankly, I understand that anger.
Critics of the trade agreements insist they'll cost American jobs. The TPP, involving 11 other Pacific Rim countries, still faces congressional approval. The TTIP is still being negotiated. No fewer than eight governments have put forward candidates for UN Secretary General, half of them women. Tuesday, the UN opened 3 days of extraordinary public hearings, and candidates fielded questions on global issues. Among those candidates, Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres, who said his priority would be prevention.
We are spending 70% of our resources in peacekeeping, and in peacekeeping where there is no peace to keep. We are seeing the impacts of climate change. We are seeing the problems of inequality and lack of inclusivity in development in many parts of the world. So with an holistic approach, which means to address the three pillars of the UN activity from a prevention perspective, is clearly my personal priority.
Guterres in December stepped down as head of the UN Refugee Agency. Current UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's tenure ends next January. Voting is underway in South Korea's parliamentary elections. To gauge public sentiment ahead of next year's presidential race, this is the first general election since President Park Geun-hye was sworn into office. The co-chairman of the opposition People's Party, Ahn Cheol-soo, said he awaits the judgment of the people. Rising unemployment, plunging exports, and high levels of household debt have led to criticism of Ms. Park's handling of the economy. The rights group Amnesty International is calling for an investigation following the revelation Monday by a Kaduna state official in Nigeria that nearly 350 bodies of minority Shia Muslims were buried in mass graves following clashes with soldiers in December. Amnesty said this is an important first step in bringing charges against those suspected of wrongdoing. Officials in Burundi say at least five were killed, six wounded, when gunmen opened fire at a marketplace late Monday. The unidentified gunmen are believed to be associated with exiles in Tanzania, led by a former presidential spokesman who was fired last year for advising President Pierre Nkurunziza not to seek a third term. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.